You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everybody. I am Allison Sinner from MLB.com, and I am very excited to talk to my colleague Chris Hash, covers the Giants, because I'm such a fan of pregame ceremonies, and I covered pregame ceremonies a lot the first season, and so I'm kind of locked into that whole genre. And so I was reading all your coverage on the Giants, like, World Series celebration and the raising of the flag and a lot of things, just totally, like, actually, I was actually laughing out loud. So I just want to ask you, Chris, about Madison Bumgarner, who rode on a mounted police horse, and his idea actually started during the parade last year when he wanted to ride a horse that was denied. Can you tell a little bit of the background on that?
Yeah, he wanted to, but the police chief, this is the post World Series celebration parade. The police chief of San Francisco, no less of people, said, "I don't think it'd be a good idea, you know, in case the horse got spooked or whatever." So, you know, that kind of got scotched right there. But that kind of remained in that idea, kind of that notion, kind of remained in the back of everybody's mind. And so when this opportunity rolled around, you know, they seized it. Madison didn't have to ride very far, so that worked out real well. And a good time was had by all, including Madison.
Yeah, so he rode the horse, and then he relayed the championship banner to, I guess, teammates who had, the guys who had been a part of all three championships?
For a large percent, most of them. I think with the exception of Buster Posey, who was warming up Chris Heston in the bullpen, and Pablo Sandoval, of course, who was gone, and Madison himself hung back. So, there were six other guys. So it was just a nice symbolic gesture.
I love you. Like, you're one of my favorite wordsmiths. I'm not just saying that because I have you on the phone here, but you called Bumgarner his horse ride an equestrian cameo. That was pretty funny. And so, like, whenever you play We Are the Champions by Queen, I mean, that just kind of there's no way to go wrong when you have that song playing. Like, it's just going to make everybody feel good, and even if it was a completely disastrous experience, which it obviously wasn't, just hearing that song, that had been pretty cool too.
Oh, yeah. The one thing the Giants do very well is ceremony, and, it was a it was just a neat day all around, except for one thing, and that was the final score.
Right. Yeah, I think it's pretty funny that the Giants people are now challenged to come up with new and innovative ways to celebrate their World Series championship. I mean, that is what cracks me up, is that they actually have to, like, sit and rack their brains to have something different than 2 years ago and 4 years ago. Anyway, we're all just jealous, you know, watching this from the outside. So I love. So I guess, you know, on a not-so-happy note, now we have to talk about what's actually going on with the team. Let's talk about Chris Heston for a second. I mean, he actually had a really good showing. So having been put into the rotation because of some deficiencies in, with some other people, I mean, he actually had a nice outing, a couple of outings later.
I think they had kind of ignored him in spring training. I mean, he was a guy who I think they should have known, who could, you know, step into the starting rotation if there was an emergency. And I think given the relative health of a lot of the starters, they should have known that this might arise, and shouldn't have come to a surprise of anybody that he'd be called upon at some point this year. It just happened to be earlier than later. And, is he impressed with his, especially with his sinker. You know, it's been a real out pitch for him, the put away pitch. And, he'll go through some tests, of course, as the season goes on. But for now, he's been just a find for them.
And so he stays in the rotation. Kind of updates, like, as far as things are right now, there's still a need for him, obviously. So he would continue to just keep taking his turns.
Right now, I don't know what. That's a good question. When Matt Cain comes off the disabled, what do they do? But I don't think they're worried about that right now. It's funny because lately the starting pitching is the starting pitchers have all been pretty good, but the hitting has really, really suffered. And so maybe Chris Heston can swing it back. Who knows?
Yeah, and so that was my next question for you. I mean, this isn't shocking that the offense is having so many problems. I think that we sort of talked about it in spring training that the Giants were hoping that while Hunter Pence is out, that they can just kind of tread water, maybe stay around 500, try to piece things together. I mean, they really didn't know what was going to be, with Sandoval not a presence in the lineup anymore, obviously, and then when you take Pence out of the equation, it makes it even worse. So I guess we're kind of seeing what everybody had sort of thought might happen. How are the Giants, kind of dealing with it? It's, of course, early, but I don't like to use the word panic this early, but is there some kind of tension maybe in the lineup at this point?
I think there is. I think they're already pressing. Last night they played without Buster Posey, which wasn't good. that's their best hitter. And they've surely missed Pablo Sandoval and Michael Morse, who've gone, although the new left fielder replacement for Morse, Lori Aoki, is one of their few bright spots, I must say, offensively. He just keeps on getting on base and keeps getting on base, but nobody's been driving him in. They've got, Bruce Bochy likes to talk about keeping the line moving, getting contributions from up and down the lineup, and that just hasn't happened.
Yeah, and it's hard, especially when you kind of give, when Tim Hudson is actually, having some decent amount of luck. You don't really want to waste any of the, I talk about this rotation as if they're just like the walking wounded. I mean, it's still a World Series defending team here, but at the same time, I mean, they don't want to waste any, like, really good outings by some of these guys that are, maybe there's some question marks around them as far as health or just consistency or whatever. That's got to be a little frustrating, too.
Yeah, some of this can be attributed, you say consistency, some of this can be attributed to early season, getting the glitches out, and I think that's what they hope for, that's what they're hoping, that this is the case. Once Hunter Pence comes back, they'll have to, and Casey McKee's been out with a bone bruise, once they get everybody back in there, then maybe they can, start to work on things.
And so Hunter is still on schedule for, like, early May-ish. Has that changed at all?
I'm sorry, is that Hunter you're talking about?
Yeah, early May. I think he was early May.
Yeah, and, you know him. He'll get back as soon as he can. Right. He'll probably have to rein him in. But he seems to be in good spirits, which is, there's something to be said for that. And I think everybody will get a boost when he returns, mentally and, psychologically, whatever.
Yeah, I'm guessing from knowing Hunter Pence a little bit that he is going completely out of his mind right now, not being able to play. So, Chris, thank you so much, and enjoy the game, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.